Blog Talk Radio.
Decided to open a little differently today. Thought I'd go kind of mystical tonight.
Right.
It's a one-hour show, Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio, and tonight we have Kat Lang here with us from the glorious, beautiful, and very hot northwest of the United States over by Mount Rainier. So, and I'm John Almada. I'm the host out here in Shingle Springs, California, a sleepy, ghost-filled town. And tonight on Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio, we're going to be talking about a good buddy of mine down in Southern California. Her name is Sharon Coyle. She's the leader of Journey Paranormal Society. And we're kind of giving her a little lead-in to maybe help drive a little bit of traffic to her live telecast of the Warner Grand Hotel, Warner Grand Theater, a haunted theater down in San Pedro. So, with that said, we'll wind down this wonderful music I found from Australis and wind into the show on a Friday night. Hopefully cooler up in the northwest.
Yes, it is.
Oh, that's good. Well, Miss Kat. Actually, you know what? I like that song. I'll leave that on in the background a little while. Anyway, hey, you know, we've been having quite a busy week. The studio is fully reactivated. Only have one small repair left to do, and tomorrow it'll be 101%. But I just wanted to just take a moment and give thanks to all the folks that have helped me out. Got some technical advice from some friends at work who kind of gave me a few pointers on some ideas and took care of business. Good folks over at Linksys gave me some key advice on their webpage, and I was able to concoct a means of getting a better network connection. So we're looking really good. The last three nights have been great. And so I bless this studio officially. We're back in business. And I'm not having to sit on a floor in my other studio, which was not ready yet. Anyway, Kat, we're you're cooler up there, huh?
Yes, yes. It was 84 degrees today.
Well, that's a lot better.
Yeah, and it's probably about, what is it right now? Well, it's still 84 outside, but it's getting a lot of cool breezes blowing through here, so I'm thankful for the cross breezes that we are getting.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, that said, we're in the same boat. Things have cooled down here tremendously, and I think you can just feel a touch of fall in the air already up here. And it's not probably one of the earliest falls. You know how you can smell fall in the air?
Uh-huh.
This morning I got up to go to work and went, wow, that's a bit early. But it's there, and so things are cooling down a bit here. Hey, just want to let you guys know, the ones of you who are listening to the show, are the chat room for our good friends at Blog Talk is malfunctioning tonight. Luckily for you, those of you listening, we have a alternate chat room over at the paranormal.ghost-writer-investigations.com/chat. So if you look on the show page for Blog Talk, you'll see the link for our chat. So if you want to join us, you can just sign in with any name and be one with us tonight for 60 minutes as we kind of go through some paranormal news, just kind of an all-around general show, and then talk a little bit about the Warner Grand and give a few links out to Journey Paranormal and their meetup page, and also the good folks at North Orange Paranormal. And I did not tell my buddy Sharon that I was doing the show, but I she wanted me to come on and do some help hosting the chat room tonight on their sites. So I'm going to kind of bop on in there about 10 o'clock once I grab a cup of coffee and head over to the other computer room. But we thought we'd help out a little bit and maybe share some history of that place and haunted theaters in general. Maybe talk about some of the cases TAPS has had and places we've investigated. I've done a theater recently in Virginia City that we had some unusual things happen in. And I wanted to get Kat's opinion about some of the things that why theaters might be haunted. So you are an authority on such things. Perhaps have some experience in these areas. So
yeah.
Why don't we talk about a little bit about that? Let's start with that, and then we'll maybe dive on into some paranormal news, and then we'll go into the Warner.
Well, we have the Paramount Theater up here in Seattle that's famously haunted by a guy that actually used to own the place, and you can see him seated up in one of the seating areas up above that have the little private alcoves that, you know, people could sit at, the well-to-do in the early stages of Seattle, and the Paramount Theater itself is probably about 100 years old, and that's where they had America's Got Talent up here in Seattle, so I kept looking up in the balconies to see if I could see anybody that might not be there. There's also a stagehand that is still in the building, so it's very interesting. Of course, you get a lot of booms and bangs, and but, you know, when you investigate a theater, you have to understand that some of these theaters that you are investigating are very old, and they still creak a little bit.
Yeah, I tend to think that. A lot of those old Art Deco-style theaters that we're all used to on the main streets of town, and they've got the big kind of pier, center pier thing to them, and, yeah, they would tend to be getting on in years, and if they're not well taken care of, they're going to make a lot of that kind of noise. So you, when you do paranormal investigation, you got to take that into account. But at the same time, you know, a lot of ghosts hang out in theaters. I think they probably enjoy the shows. At least it's free to get in.
Well, I think a lot of the people that hang out in these theaters are old vaudeville actors. Down in Hollywood around there, the old theaters are famously haunted with old vaudeville. You get old vaudeville music, and you get tapping on the stage, and every once in a while somebody will blurt out something from Hamlet. So they're very interesting places to investigate, and I know that the Paramount Theater up here is so gothic. It just, you know, screams, "Hello, I have paranormal activity." I know that Ghost Taps has done a couple of theaters where they have reported people walking along the back and people sitting in the seats, still watching performances, and they did a theater, the old Lincoln Theater was the site of a paranormal conference either last year or year before that. They did their conference at the old Lincoln, so that they're old and they can be full of activity, but they're not all full of activity. Some of them are quite mundane.
Yeah, it's just I wonder what attracts ghosts to it, though. I mean, there must be something that's just maybe they, you know, like we've talked about in the past, how they feed on emotion, and they're, you know, that's a place where you would have a lot of that happening, both in the audience and on stage. I'm sure that actors have their own powerful feelings that they evoke when they're up there. And I think ghosts would probably enjoy it. And not only that, maybe they just enjoy the plays. Maybe they enjoy music and gatherings of live people and dead people, too. All I know is we got some exceptionally good activity when we were over at the Piper Theater in Virginia City. And it was what was interesting is another investigator and I each had separate EMF meters, different, completely different brands, and they were going off. They were going off in the same spot, far enough away from any power lines or anything that we could debunk that it was very unusual, and it was basically responding to our questions. And in when we asked for it to really kick it up a notch, it did it twice. And we got that on audio. One of these days I'll upload that and play that on the show. So it was really a great interaction. And we also witnessed in that same theater a whole bunch of different phenomena happening, including a particular side of the theater decided to start moving on its own, and it looked just like somebody tapping this thing. And we all, you know, I saw it first, and then about four other people walked up, and we were all watching this, and it was, there was no wind that was inside causing this. It was, there were others right near it, and it was the only one doing that. So I would say it's highly unlikely. It was just a natural thing doing that, and it felt like there was someone there. You know, you don't get that feeling that there's someone standing next to you. That's the feeling we had. So, again, it's interesting to see what happens in these places. And I don't have a lot on Sharon's actual haunts on her particular theater that she's adopted, which is the Warner Grand out in San Pedro, which is not too far from Long Beach and from the Queen Mary. And I actually get to go to this place later this year. I'm going to hop in the GRI Mustang and head on down. And because I paid for an investigation, and then I got lost trying to find the place. And luckily for me, I got the consolation prize was I got to hunt inside the very depths of the Queen Mary herself. So you know, I was able to get back in time for that as Plan B, and that worked out. But the Warner Grand, I've seen some pictures that that Sharon did send us, and she kind of debunked it on the last show and said, well, that could be somebody, but I really blew those pictures up with my software and really looked hard at them, and it did look like a woman, almost a spectral woman that was just standing looking out on a bunch of people in this hallway. So I know she's wanting to be a little bit you know, precise as a scientist, you know, and someone who really goes for that. But I don't know. I've got my doubts that it's a explainable thing. Anyway, hey, by the way, just for you, those of you on the chat room, it looks like I was able to finally start the regular chat up. So if anybody wants to pop on out there, we'll leave both chats up. We kind of usually run that way anyway for folks who might have trouble with one chat room or the other. So double up, it kind of splits us up a little bit, but we somehow make it work. So. Anyway, we're going to take a brief run out here, and let's pull some of the news up. I went and pulled a few things out, things that are going on in the world. Oh, I'm on the wrong page. Let me run over here. And did I get it? I had it all set up, and it disappeared on me. Ah, I found it. It got away on me. I just wanted to share a great site with you guys. If you ever get a chance, take this down. It's www.paranormalnews.com. And these guys do just a great job with this site. It's always up to date. High-quality stories. They got all the latest stuff happening. You know, just a sampling of a few of their headlines. July 30th, photo, ghost debuts at Norwich Cinema. It appears that a hunched shape wearing what could be, with a little imagination, be described as a Tudor-style dress appeared in a photograph. It's not a hoax. Nothing has been done to that image, and it goes on. So they got a link to that story. From July 26th, Pennsylvania Hotel has a long history of spirit activity. We have Ghostbusters from the Allegheny Mountains coming here on a regular basis, and they say there's definitely a poltergeist up there with an axe. You know, I guess he's got an axe to grind. Anyway, so it goes on and on and on. Now, this guy's just got an amazingly well put together web, and basically he's focused on one thing and one thing well. And I really can't stop saying enough good things about this. So go bookmark that one, paranormalnews.com. And let's run over to our good friends over at paranormal.about.com. Cemetery Vapor Man. If you go out to that particular web, there's a picture of a vaporous entity standing in front of a gravestone, of a headstone, taken in Spice Valley Cemetery in Mitchell, Indiana. It says, Scott Wade, I rule out someone's breath because the image doesn't come in from the edge. It appears to be a freestanding mist. What do you think? And take the poll below. Now, if I don't know if you've got that up, Kat, but if you take a look at it, it looks like someone just standing in front of the stone, and it's a see-through, tall, human-looking form, and extremely interesting. So I thought it was worth sharing just tonight. So, again, we're just a one-hour show, so I'm just kind of breezing through these news stories. But paranormal.about.com is a good one to bookmark, too. It's always got something new, and another well-done site. So, keep that in mind. This one, a friend of mine at work sent me, and I know this is something that you'd like, Kat. This is out on Fox News. It's a Wild West town inhabited by ghosts, and it's a rush transcript from Hannity on July 30th, 2009. Sean Hannity was actually had this whole discussion about the Birdcage Theater of Tombstone. So, here it is on a national news televised show here. A whole interview about this place with Ainsley Earnhardt, Fox News correspondent, and they have Craig T. Nelson. Oh, wait a minute, that's actually a separate advertisement. So, and Nova Fleury, the Birdcage Theater docent, is one of the people talking. So they had a complete interview here, and it's well worth reading. Very long, lot to it, and I think they may even have a video of this. So go out to the Fox News site and take a look, and or just search on Fox News and Wild West Town inhabited by ghosts, and you'll see that. So that's just a really neat thing to see some of the stuff getting into the mainstream news. So. Actually, not political for once.
Right.
Yeah. And people get really worked up about that stuff, one way or another. One thing I'm going to say is one way or another, we're all stuck in this together. Hopefully we can maybe just flip a coin or agree. I don't know. I'm just kind of funny that way. But I just wish we would, all the anger would stop, and maybe we all go off and have a big barbecue. Maybe that.
Let's all go out and have a beer like Barack did. Come on now.
Yeah, let's have a beer and a barbecue. Democrats, Republicans, Independents, all get together. Just work it out, man. Work it out. Come and give a little, get a little. And everybody walks away somewhat happy, but you don't get everything you want in life. Anyway, we've got endnews.com. Oh my God, this looks terrible. Paranormal slumber party. Planned at the Yugo Inn. This is from July 30th, 2009, 10:57 p.m. God knows where that is. But anyway, it's a paranormal slumber party hosted by Women for Women Only. Listen up there, girls. Will be held August 15th at the Old Johnson House Old Johnson House Inn, Yugo. I had to say that. And N-I-N-N. So that's why I had a little trouble there. The event is being coordinated by the Ghost Divas, Tanya Wilson and Tanya Hacker, who have hosted the popular Oklahoma Paracon for several years. The event is billed as an all-night intimate paranormal event at an affordable price, according to the event's website. While the slumber party will not feature a lineup of speakers, there will be plenty of time for guests to learn and share their knowledge with one another through the evening. The event is open to women 18 and older. Tickets are $60, so it's a great rate, and can be purchased at www.ghouli.org. That's ghouli.org. And it says here, click on the party logo. And the price includes snacks and breakfast. So, and Ghost Divas publish an established blog which offers commentary on the ghost hunting community at a nationwide level. And here in Oklahoma. So if you're listening in Oklahoma, go out there August 15th. It looks like it'll be a lot of fun. And who knows, maybe they'll have one for the guys, too. Or a guys' night out. We'll all drink beers, you know, and go, ee. So.
Well, now, Sal called me from the Shanley day before yesterday, and he's having a pajama party on Halloween over at the Shanley with hot cider and hot cocoa and popcorn and stuff like that. So it's an all-girls slumber party out there at the Shanley.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
We're going to have to set up an all-guys slumber party. Oh, no, that sounds weird, dude. All guys, discussion party, ghost hunt. Yeah, we'll do that.
Right.
And, out here in Shingle Springs, yeah.
Right. You woke up, right? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, and then we woke up and we remembered seeing something, but we couldn't tell what it was. So.
Elusive One is in the chat room, and he wants to dress and drag with you and show up to the Shanley pajama party in Napanoc, New York.
I just feel so different when I wear that dress. Ooh.
Good Lord.
I don't think so. Not even. Ain't going to happen, man. And it's clear across the friggin' country, dude. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to stay on this side of it. We'll probably have a GRI Halloween party. I'm kind of looking that over right now as to how we're going to pull that off. So if that doesn't happen, we'll crash somebody else's. Anyway, let's take a look here. We're coming up 9:21, so we'll probably just make a little talk here. Who's all in the chat room, Kat? Let's see. Say hi to everybody that's popped in.
I have Brian, Dr. Fuentes, Elusive One, Cracker Jack, and me. And then there's you.
And over, I think I see Dolphin Soup over in our backup
that's
chat.
That's Brian.
So. Oh, that's Brian.
Yeah.
And you know what? I haven't seen, and I'm hoping that something hasn't happened, but Doc John, I haven't seen him in a while, and I'm worried about him. And I just hope that somebody maybe could tell us out there if they've seen him around, because, you know, he's a regular on the show, and I just kind of miss the guy. So I was just hoping that things were okay with him.
Yes, I do want to use you as a guest. You know, the other person that I need to call is Carla. She hasn't been here for a while, so.
Yeah, she had that foot injury. So, you know, it's been a – we've all had our trials and tribulations medically this last year. And, you know, I just – I could tell that Doc wasn't feeling – I guess I just kind of sensed that he wasn't feeling all that great. So I hope things are okay with him. And then Carla, yeah, the last time I saw her was, what, 3-4 weeks ago? So hopefully we're good there. And we did go over some of the things in the past is we did have some problems getting shows going there for a while about a month ago for various personal reasons. We had stuff going on with my family, so I was not able to, you know, be there. So I'm hoping that they just didn't fall off the wagon. But anyway, we're back, and we're going to be here every week just as always. And let's see. I'm looking at what we got in the loop here. I'm just going to give a couple of links out, too, since we're going to be going out to the Warner Grand websites and kind of pointing folks at this and
right.
Talking about what Journey Paranormal is going to be doing out there. They're working with the North Orange County Paranormal Society. And for those of you that wanted to go out and take a look at a really neat website, that's at www.nops.us. I'll say that one more time, www.nops.us. So they've got the live broadcast out there, and they have a link very prominently displayed. And this is going to be at 10 o'clock, so when we close the show here, I'm going to be signing on with them at their chat area on one of the websites. I'm still trying to find which one I got to go to. And I'll be helping just kind of with chat support and things like that. So we'll be doing that. It'll be a little bit before I shut down the studio and then head over to the other computer room to deal with that. But recommend you go check that out. It looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. And that theater is haunted, quite so. Sharon found it just by accident, and she was on a past show recently and talked about it. And a lot of evidence has come out of that place, and Sharon runs a top-notch operation, and she hooked up with these guys at NOPS. Actually, she offered me the chance to do the videos out there, but I'm 350 miles away, and it's an 8-hour drive, and she was going to do this every month. So that's another thing that's going to be happening. This is going to become a monthly event for them at that theater. So, get ready, because they're going to, I think, turn this into something. And and talking briefly with the folks from NOPS on that same show, it really looked like they had their act together and they have the right technology in place. So that said, let's go ahead and take a brief little break here to do that thing that we always tell folks that if they need to do. Kat?
Mm-hmm.
Say it.
Go pee, everybody. Go pee.
Okay, and I'm looking, just to give me a second. Let's try this one called Cats Can Dance. No Bigfoot tonight. We'll do Bigfoot another night, but let's try Cats Can Dance. So here we go. The Cats Can Dance.
Thank you.
That's right.
We're not done yet.
Who are you? Where do you come from? Are you listening to me?
Not even.
What do you want to do with your life?
I want to rock.
That's it, Cat.
I'm talking about paranormal research.
The cat doing the Birdcage Theater.
That's what I'm talking about.
Tweety,
yeah.
Bird. Won't you take a dime and dance with me? For another dime in the jukebox, baby. Don't you take a dime and dance with me? Ow! By the wrecking machine. And I'm gonna destroy your furniture. I've got kitty claws. Crash with me. Yeah, get 'em. Anyway. Oh, shit. Sorry.
I'm gonna play some more of that kind of music. I got you amped up there, Cat. Hey, we're back. This is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio coming to you on blogtalkradio.com, the miracle of the internet. And, hey, I just wanted to take a moment, harken back to a show we did some weeks ago. We had a woman named Elizabeth Egan Cox on, and she had a couple of paranormally inspired novels that she had published on her own and then are now being offered on Amazon.com. And was kind enough to send me those books in PDF, and I read them, and they were really good. They were really great stuff. So just wanted to let you know, we've managed to get lucky and have her come on again over in probably in the latter part of, I think it's in the third week of October, October 23rd, 24th. I don't have my notes right in front of me, but I just wanted to take a moment and just recommend you listen to that show because she's an expert on grave art. And if you've ever been hung out in a lot of cemeteries like we have, you notice that there's just exceptional artwork that's done on an awful lot of these tombs where people kind of express themselves. You'll see everything from classical art to skateboards to guys with their fishing poles, photographs on there, caricatures, you name it. It's on a gravestone someplace. And so she's going to be on to talk about that just before Halloween. So we're going to have make that into a spooktacular, grave fest, if you will. And I'm going to see even if she might be able to share some images with us on that show. So that's something that's coming up. And by the way, because of her and her background with genealogy, I found the lost history of my family, Kat. It turned out that she gave some links out there, and I was just looking at, I had the notes in front of me, from deadfred.com and trying to find the other one, findagrave.com. She gave me a few of those, and then I'd already gotten onto genealogy.com and got a membership. And I did a bunch of searches, and I ended up finding, in the history of Solano and Napa counties, I found references to the actual first Almada family members that came over from the Azores Islands out in Peak and St. George. And so we got a history of the family that we didn't even know had was still out there, and it connected all the dots because I'd been, you know, I'd hit a total roadblock trying to find these people. So she gave me some good advice, and for that I really thank her because, you know, I was getting all, you know, I found my family. It was really cool, man. So that's coming up. And by the way, tomorrow we have another very famous person coming on for our regular show. We've been having we've had an exceptional week with the number of shows we've done, but tomorrow will be the regular Saturday show, and we're going to have Gloria Young from Ghost Trackers is going to be on. And she's somebody who's been around the block and then some, and she's very, very experienced, very, very scientific, very, very knowledgeable. I highly, highly recommend you, tune in tomorrow at 8 o'clock because we're going to have 90 minutes show and 60 minutes with her. Recommend call-in guests get on there and talk with her because she can answer all kinds of questions. So this is someone that I have hunted with once, and I have enormous respect for her. So she's graciously agreed to be on the show, and a really big shoot tomorrow. So definitely tune in for that. I think it'll be worth your while. So that plug said, we're going to get on to talking about the Warner Grand Theater in San Pedro, California. And I'm looking at a page out here on cinematreasures.org. Now, the Warner Grand was built in, I think, 1931. It's owned by the city of Los Angeles as of January 96. And it's the last remaining what they call NABE, south of downtown L.A. and north of San Diego County. Uh-huh. It screens still screens classics on its 50-foot screen and hosts concerts on its vaudeville-sized stage. And since the acquisition, the theater has undergone a slow upgrading, including the installation of new dressing rooms, a new concession stands, and a box office area with a redone projection system and an upgraded stage system. So they've really been putting the effort into this. And it's kind of a pay-as-you-go operation. And, you know, you got to hand it to them. They actually live within their means and their budget. Major hint to their Congress. Anyway, I swore I wouldn't do that. But this theater has been for over 15 years been a favorite filming location, seen in numerous TV series from Seventh Heaven, Melrose Place, Party of Five, to major features including Worth Winning, What's Love Got to Do with It, as the Apollo, Pearl Harbor, Seabiscuit, and most recently as a Southern West Virginia Bijo in Win a Date with Ted Hamilton. So this theater, you've probably seen this place, in various films and flicks and TV shows. So definitely, go out and take a look at some of the history of this place. Every Sunday evening, the interior and beautiful exterior of the Warner Grand can be seen in ESPN's classic sports movie show called Real Classics. And it's designated also as a historic cultural monument. And there's two major websites associated with the Warner Grand. There's the Warner Grand Theater official site. If I can find it, I'm going to jump back to that. And that's a really well done one. It doesn't talk a lot too much about their histories. It's more about, you know, what's happening at the theater. But if you want to know all about it and see some nice shots of the interior, go to warnergrand.org. That's warnergrand.org, and it'll have everything you would ever want to know about the place. But if you just see the shots of this, it'll blow your mind. It's this ornate, beautiful woodwork. It's literally, I think, one of the most beautiful theaters I've ever seen. So I tend to think that ghosts just hang out there because it is so pretty and very beautiful. You can also head over to, let me find it, it's out there. There was the grandvision.org website, which is has a little more about the history of it. And I'll read off a little bit of that, and then we'll go over to the haunted part of the show. The Warner Grand history, an Art Deco masterpiece on a neighborhood scale. When the Warner Grand Theater opened in 1931, it was the first sound-equipped theater in the South Bay, and it quickly became a glamorous center of public life, and it was designed by famed architect B. Marcus Pritika, who also designed Hollywood's Pantages Theater, and this theater is one of the few surviving Art Deco movie palaces. And it's one of three similar theaters constructed in the suburbs of Los Angeles by Warner Brothers Motion Picture Studio. The other two were built in Beverly Hills and Huntington Park. And of those three, this 1,400-seat Warner Grand is the only one of these three theaters left intact. And 6 years ago, it was really in danger. And actually, this is a bit of a dated web page, but in 1996, the city of Los Angeles and its community redevelopment agency purchased the Warner for $1.2 million and started the upgrading. So actually, despite my dislike of government, they did something right here, and they did a great job with it. So just taking a look at the photos, it's really a nice setup there. So you can find plenty on that. I could go on and on about all the wonderful things in it, but let's head over to the haunted part of this for our good friends over at Journey Paranormal. Now, they live right there. I think this is like within just blocks of where Sharon, who runs Journey Paranormal, lives. And again, this is going to be in about 19 minutes. They're going to begin their broadcast.
Right.
So. And they have a psychic named Tuesday Miles. I've heard of her many times. And she has a website, and I'm throwing a lot of links out here today, TuesdayMiles.com. And she's going to be, I think, kind of one of the key figures walking around pointing out where spirits are in the place. And, Kat, I don't know, you've never been there, but
mm-mm.
Now that you know a little bit about it, what are you sensing about this place?
There's a man there, and he's probably, well, he's upstairs in the catwalk.
Okay.
And he's looking down at me, and he says, "Let me show you something." And he's walking down to the back of the stage.
Okay.
And he's saying that if you look up, there's the old sandbags for the, when you raise and lower the curtain, they have the sandbags that go up and down.
Yeah, counterweights.
Yeah, he's looking at me, and he's turning really slowly to me, and he says, that's how, is it Justin? Starts with a J, but I'm getting Justin was killed.
So they had an accident in the theater, mm-hmm. is what you're sensing,
mm-hmm.
here. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you what. We'll actually check on that when we close down the studio and head back and start doing the chat with them. We'll bring that up and see if we can find out some history of the place, because I don't have an awful lot beyond just trying to help Sharon out here. And I hope she doesn't kill me, because she didn't know I was going to do this. But anyway, we had to get the show. We had to come up with a show, so... just to get the theater or this studio all checked out. So we've done
well.
There's a man
in this theater, and he's dressed rather appropriately. He's got a pocket watch, and he's very he's a very well-to-do man. I believe he owned the theater, and I'm looking at about 1925.
Okay, so and they built it in 1931, so he probably started working it in 19...
Maybe.
Okay. So,
unless he's the original planner of the thing, but he's kind of looking rather astute, like, shut up,
Maybe it's that guy that I read off, I've got the name back here someplace, the history of it. It was, I'm diving in here.
It was
B. Marcus Pritika.
Yeah, there's a gal at this theater that, for some really strange reason, I'm getting this awful feeling. She was pregnant. She ran into this theater after the guy who was the father of it, and he denied it and said some very ugly things to her in front of quite a few people, and she did take her life.
Oh my, and there's been a sighting of that woman that we talked about a blonde-haired woman that was in a very just kind of a print dress is what the photo I saw that Sharon had sent me in the hallway in this place. So I wonder if we're dealing with the same individual.
She was.
We'll find out.
She was interested in the costumes. She was interested in the costumes.
Okay, and that might be, since I've never been there, I'm not sure where everything's at in there, but that might have been in or near the costume area. So we will find out more on that.
She is a seamstress, and her name is Josie. Josephine.
Okay.
Josie.
Josephine.
And there's a kid, there's a guy, and he keeps telling her to shut up.
All right, so we got some potential predictions as to we're going to see tonight. That's good. Any more that you're getting?
On occasion in this theater, you can hear applause and you can hear people mingling, as if they're mingling before the show.
So people are hearing. I'm just writing this down. People
and
are hearing.
It would seem after you hear that, you would see, or you would hear, the chairs creak as everybody sat down. Now there's a little boy that runs up the center aisle, and he's probably 5. And he's very well dressed. He's got his hair slicked back, and he's wearing a white, ruffly kind of shirt, and he's got on some of those tweed kind of camel-colored pants. And they're tied at the knee. And he's got white socks on and little black boots, and he is running up the center aisle.
Okay, I got that center aisle.
And people can see him peeking over the chairs.
And I'm going to write peeks over chairs. Okay, got it.
And his name is Richard.
Richard.
Mm-hmm. That's his name, is Richard.
Okay. Now, for those of you who want to actually go out and check this out, now on the website for this show, I put a link to in the description of the show on the show page that you'll see. You can go out there and reserve a spot to get in and actually view this. Also, again, remember that this is going to be out on the www.nops.us is another place you can go to view this. Actually, the people doing the broadcast, so I think it's probably the best place to go. A little more history, though. You could go out, if you want to learn more, go out to www.meetup.com/start-the-journey-a-paranormal-meetup-group. If you just look for Journey Paranormal and meetup.com in Google, I think it'll pull that back for you. And you'll be able to see that link and dive into it. But they've got some write-ups on this and all the links to everything. The Journey Paranormal Society website, which Sharon should have all the links for this. So you just look for Journey Paranormal Society, and then it'll link into meetup.com. The North Orange County Paranormal Society webpage, which we've already given the link to, the nops.us. Tuesday Miles, who's a psychic, is going to be there. And the Warner Grand Theater site, which we've already given out, and that should get folks going on this. So now you're sensing then this little kid running up. Did the kid die in the theater?
He was a victim of a tragic accident outside the theater. He has run into the theater, where he remains because his mother does not know where he is. Because now, in this theater, there's an energy field almost around the theater that's very, it's almost like a shield. But it's almost like the people that are in this theater are supposed to be there, and they are not leaving.
Huh. Do you think that, Are they all aware that they're dead?
Yes.
Even the child.
Yes, he does know he's dead. He was hit. He was hit and died rather slowly. He actually bled to death.
Oh,
and his
God.
Mother has never gotten over it. She took it to her grave.
Why is he trapped there then?
He ran into the theater because he felt the energy right after he was taken from this earth. His mother witnessed the accident, and his soul or his spirit ran back into the theater, and he is trapped there, but he is taken care of there.
Huh. And so there are other spirits that are actually watching over him. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah.
Hang on. I had to get rid of that. Did you hear that?
Yes, I did.
I was hitting the Journey Paranormal website, and they had I hit a link there, and it took off on me, and I went, oh, my God. Yeah, it turns out that they have quite a quite an active web page there. I am so sorry, folks. But that Journey Paranormal has a link to that, and then Sharon threw a whole bunch of music on. I was, where do I click? Okay, so this child is do you think he's going to make his presence known tonight?
He's one of these spirits that doesn't have a lot of energy. So he could stand behind you, and the only thing that he can really do is tug at your pants.
Uh-huh. So tug.
He's not vocal. He's physical, because he doesn't. He's only 5, and he doesn't have that much energy. Now the man that I see, in rather astute-looking gentleman with the pocket watch is. I want to say he's not real happy with people exposing themselves in the theater to normal mortal people. But the kid does get away from him because he is only 5, and he is given good graces. You know, he's given a little bit of a leeway.
Yeah.
So people will get their pants tugged on. And you may get a child laughing.
All right. So when do you think that's going to be the primary set of events, or is there, you know, what other things are going to happen tonight?
Cigar smoke.
Okay.
There's an energy force. You call them orbs. I call them energy forces because that's what ghosts really are. Some of them can materialize, and some of them cannot. There's an energy ball that hangs around the stage. So the little boy is just enthralled by this bright. It's very bright. A lot of people have taken pictures of this thing on the stage, though some people have mistaken it for other things. If it's right in the middle of the stage, there's no mistaking what that is. And then there's cigar smoke, people shuffling.
Do you think that these ghosts appreciate the attention that's been given to the theater and the fact that, you know, the investigators want to be around them?
Yes.
They do.
There's been people in the theater that have provoked these things, and they don't understand why.
Yeah, the thing that Sharon's actually quite protective of them. I recall her saying something about something like that, though. Another group, I think, got in, but I don't remember the whole story. But she's pretty much the exclusive now, you know, organizer for these events, and she watches over it carefully. So I would say that that's probably no longer a problem. But just my own sense of it, I'm not near the remote viewer you are, but every time I think of this place, I just want to hunt there, and I get a good feeling from it. So I think it's going to be a worthwhile trip here in probably September or early October when I get down there and take a run down there and check that out. Anyway, we're coming up towards the – yeah. I'm just going to say real quick, we got 6 minutes, so we'll kind of wind it down here.
Right.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say the girl that's there wants you to chase her. She wants one of these days somebody's going to figure out the secret. Somebody's going to figure out that she, other than me, somebody's actually going to get it on tape that she killed herself and she was pregnant and she confronted this individual and he basically scoffed at her and made fun of her in front of a bunch of people.
And then she took her life.
She did in the theater. Yes, she did.
Did he, he felt pretty bad then, afterwards.
After he was witness to what she did. I believe in this theater there's an orchestra pit.
Okay.
There's some kind of an orchestra pit or a trap door on the stage, and she jumped, and she ended her life that way.
Girl died, jumped in.
Yeah.
I'm just writing it's a disaster the way I'm writing this, but I've got enough that we can I can bring it up when we're in chat. Okay, so we're looking like it's going to be a pretty active night, and then probably a lot of EVPs are going to come out of it too, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And cigar smoke.
And the reason I was clicking on that link earlier at JPS was that they had a count on the number of cameras that these guys are going to be using. And from what I can tell, if I remember right from the emails, which I don't have in front of me, they were going to have, I believe, upwards of 10 different cameras. So these guys have set up one heck of a operation to do this broadcast. And it's a first broadcast, so be a little forgiving for them. We're bringing in some attention and hopefully routing a few of you that way. But, when you're doing things for the first time in the studio, like the things that we go through when we change things around and then suddenly Skype will blow up or whatever happens, it takes a while to get it all worked out. So, I've got a pretty sophisticated setup here and, multiple computers, soundboard, the whole works. And my outfit is tiny compared to what these guys are doing. And I can tell you right now, they're at this very moment, they're working their butts off for you. So get out there to nops.us or the Journey Paranormal Society website, and they're 3 minutes away from doing the broadcast. Kat, just wanted to thank you for coming in and being a trooper for the last few nights here with us. Yeah, you've done great, and totally appreciate the remote readings. You're really good at it, and we'll just keep doing this kind of thing. So thank you very much for doing that. Didn't have any callers in tonight. Can we do just a real quick shout out to all the folks that are in chat? Because I'm not in the right place. So Kat, could I impose on you?
We have you, Brian, Dr. Fuentes, Elusive One, and me. Hey, Kat.
Okay, and we want to thank all of them for being here tonight with us, and hopefully we'll see them over at the telecast, webcast of this Warner Grand Theater investigation. It's going to be on from 10 o'clock until 1 o'clock in the morning, so hopefully everybody will stay on for a while and keep them company and maybe point out things they see or whatever. I'm not sure what the entire schedule they have lined up is, but we'll find out as we go. So. That said, this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio. We're going to go ahead and play a little end-of-show music, find something here good in the pile. We've always got something. Probably a little comedy tonight. I think, let's see. How about we play Comedy Crypto? I haven't played that in a while.
No, that's a good one, too.
You like the crypto one?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. We're going with that. Go with that. Here we go. And this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio.
Crypto.
Crypto.
It's in crypto.
Oh, yeah, man, it's in crypto.
Crypto, come and the crook go home. Sex. Is it safe?
Crypto?
It's all safe. Pretty safe. It's okay. It's okay. Oh. Crack a combo, he won't break cold. World gets small when the internet come.
Online come and we shall come home.
Download the software till the morning's done. Punching my credit card, order me a dancer. Come, Mr. Businessman, join in the bonanza.
Hey, folks.
3 cents and a geek's record. Bye. Hey, folks. 3 cents and a geek's record. Bye. Hey, folks. 3 cents and a geek's record. Bye. Hey, folks. 3 cents and a geek's record. Bye. Come on. Hey, folks. 3 cents and a geek's record. Bye. Hey, folks. 3 cents and a geek's record. Bye. Hey, folks. 3 cents and a geek's record. Bye. Hey, folks. 3 cents and a geek's record. Bye. Hey, folks. 3 cents and a geek's record. Bye. Hey, folks. 3 cents and a geek's record. Bye. Hey, folks. 3 cents and a geek's record. Bye. Hey, folks. 3 cents and a geek's record. Bye. Hey, folks. 3 cents and a geek's record. Bye. Hey, folks. 3 cents and a geek's record. Bye. Hey, folks. 3 cents and a geek's record. Bye. Hey, folks. 3 cents and a geek's record. Bye. Hey, folks. 3 cents and a ge and we'll take a moment and go grab something to drink and wind this show down. And tomorrow, for those of you on the archive listen here, again, next week's show is going to be really awesome, or not next week's, tomorrow's, what am I saying? Tomorrow's show with Gloria Young of Ghost Trackers is going to be with us, and a very, very competent, very famous lady who's done a lot for the paranormal and has really pushed the boundaries. Somebody we're real honored to have aboard. So we'll see her tomorrow night at 8:30 when she dials in, and we'll take it from there. So, Kat, Miss Kat, we're going to sign it off. And
cool.
Thank you. Here. So this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio. We'll be off the air till tomorrow night.
That's right.
Talk with you later.
Okay.
Okay. Bye now.